Hey man, this is Steve with Good Guys to Great Men. It's 4th of July weekend. I want to wish you a happy holiday weekend and hope you don't get into too much trouble. I'm going to make a real quick video for you because I got to gather up the dogs, get in the truck and head to town. We're going to have a day in town of walking around, looking at flowers, maybe a sidewalk lunch in Fort Collins and tie the dogs up at the railing so everybody can come by and pet them. It's my favorite thing to do. So I'm going to get ready and go do that, but I wanted to make a quick video for you. I wanted to talk about the topic in this newsletter that this video is attached to, and it's the topic of inappropriate male relationships in your relationship. That is, does your wife or girlfriend have what you consider to be inappropriate male friendships? It's been said that we all operate from one of two places. We operate from either a place of fear or a place of love. And in the article, I talked about two different versions of a man, husband 1.0 and husband 2.0. And the operating system for husband 1.0 is a place of fear. That includes blaming and feeling like a victim and resentment. He feels uncertain and he feels like he's not in control. That operating system is a really hard place to work, especially if you're facing things like boundaries in your relationship. Husband 2.0 is operating from a place of love. It's a place of strength. It's a place of self-worth, self-love, as well as unconditional love for her, but also unconditional love for the fact that you have values, that you have and deserve to have beliefs around what proper boundaries are in a relationship. The problem with husband 1.0 is that he rarely speaks up. He rarely stands up for what he believes because operating from a place of fear, you normally don't get clear on what you believe and what you value. You're also operating from a place of fear that you're concerned with what the consequences are of standing up. You're concerned about what her reaction will be. What if she gets mad? What if she calls me a baby? What if she tells me I'm being too sensitive? Excuse me. And husband 2.0 operates from a place of strength. Again, it's never the jerk or the asshole place. It's the place of her behavior doesn't define me. Her behavior doesn't make me less of a man. And when you're operating from that strength of self-love and courage, you can develop values and be able to speak about what you want and what you expect and what you deserve and what you want for the relationship. You speak from a place of not having to make her comply or where you have to control her to make you feel better. You speak confidently about what you want. The other thing about husband 2.0 is that he also, in addition to having a higher sense of value, he has a lower fear of consequences of saying what he thinks. And also he knows he has his options. The thing is with husband 2.0, he knows that if anybody in his life continually and intentionally crosses boundaries he has for what he believes and values, that he isn't stuck there forever. Husband 1.0 tends to think that no matter what happens to him, he's stuck and he's having to settle or endure, which is a really, really bad place to be. So what I want to do is just make this video for you and let you know about the difference between husband 1.0 and 2.0. Talk about the topic of inappropriate male friendships. I want you to click on the article, I think is above this video, and go and make some comments or hit a reply. This is a really sensitive topic. This is really difficult for all of us because there's this emotion of fidelity and betrayal and trust, and it's very emotional. I understand the knot in your stomach. As many of you know my story, I've had to endure knots in my stomach throughout my marriage before it ended. And so getting a hold on this feeling of having control over your thoughts, which is the most important part of this message, how you think about your jealousy, how you think about your boundaries, how you think about your ability to stand up for what you believe. The thoughts control your emotions. And if you can control your thoughts and then your emotions, it changes your whole world. I know that's really woo-woo stuff for me, but I happen to know it's true. I found out that it is absolutely true. I want that for you. Hey, if you want that too, speaking of that, the August retreat coming up here at my place is August 20th, Saturday, August 20th. And I put that in a footnote below in the newsletter as well. So hit reply to this if you want in on it. Maximum of 10. I'm finding out that 6 to 8 is actually better. But I'll take up to 10 in August. We're going to have tent camping and barbecue again. And if you come back again from, if you were here in the in the June retreat, yeah, you're going to have to eat brats again. That's my go-to barbecue thing. So anyway, thanks for watching. Again, this is Steve with Good Guys to Great Men. I appreciate your watching and your loyalty and just listening to me blab on here on the 4th of July weekend. Have a great day. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.